Cei bune băi s-a migdoș, mei doveio meilu, se-ne călcăi lume soero să fo. Cei bune băi s-a migdoș, mei doveio meilu, ira tu-n mira bună cora toi.
Well, shalom and welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know, of course, the second hour is strictly Chazanut. I know we have a lot of lovers of Chazanut out there, and it's my pleasure to share this wonderful, wonderful music with you. It's always good to hear from you. Also, you know, you can reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. That's cbjmusic@aol.com. And it's been a little warm, and I hope you're okay with the weather. I know you're okay with the music, and we had a lot of good chazanis for this particular program. Well, I like to think for most of the programs. We're going to hear Mordechai Hirschman for our first selection. A little background, he was born in 1886 in Chernikov, Russia. He died in 1940 here in New York. During his boyhood and youth, Motala, as he was called, sang in the famous choirs of Russia, among them those of Nisi Belzer and Zeidel Rovner. Even during his army service, he was allowed a pass to sing with the choir of the Kremenchug Synagogue. In 1913, he took his first cantorial post at Zhytomyr. A half year later, he won the coveted post at the Great Synagogue of Vilna. When World War I broke out, Hirschman, recalled to active duty, so impressed his commanding officer at a special prayer service for the success of the Russian armies that he was released from military duty. In 1920, he and Leo Lowe, famous choir director, emigrated to the United States. Here, Hirschman served for 10 years as cantor of Temple Bethel of Brooklyn, and in his later years, he made extensive concert tours, South America, Europe, and Palestine. The first selection we'll be hearing is Hirschman with V'hoyu ba'acharis hayomim. This is the words, prophecy of Isaiah. It's a composition of cantor Pinchas Jasinowski in honor of the opening of the Hebrew University in Jerusalem in 1925. And it shall come to pass in the end of days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. By the way, after this particular selection, we'll be hearing the composer and cantor Pinchas Jasinowski. But let's hear this very, very stirring V'hoyor b'acharis hayomim. This is cantor Mordechai Hirschman.
Thank you.
Composition that again was by composition by Jesenowski. Pinchas was born in 1886 near Kiev, Russia. He died in 1954 in New York. As a young boy, he was a choir boy, eventually joining the choir of the celebrated Pinny Minkowski in Kherson. At the age of 20, Jasinowski entered the Imperial Conservatory in St. Petersburg. While still a student, Jasinowski became assistant choir director, conductor, of the St. Petersburg Synagogue. Upon graduation in 1915, he left Russia for a concert tour of Finland and the Scandinavian countries, and a year later settled in the United States. His first posts in America were in St. Louis and in Tulsa, but in 1920, Jasinowski was chosen cantor of the Manhattan Jewish Center. Yeah, that's the Jewish Center on West 86th Street, where he served with distinction for 34 years until his death. We're going to be hearing Pinchas Jasinowski with Lekel Boruch. Jasinowski, yes, he was at the Jewish Center for quite a few years. What did they say, 34 years? Okay, we're next going to hear from cantor Israel Shore. He was born in 1886 in Austria and died in 1935 here in New York. He was the possessor of a beautiful soprano voice, and as a boy, he sang frequently for the Raimanover rabbi, and at the age of 16 became his chazan. 2 years later, that was in 1904, he was called to Lemberg to succeed his distant relative, the celebrated Boruch Shore. There, he remained until the outbreak of World War I, 10 years later. Drafted into the Austrian army, Shore was assigned to non-combat duty because of his religious principles. After the war, he served as cantor in Brunn, Czechoslovakia, Krakow, Poland, and Piastien, Hungary. In 1924, Shore came to the United States. His first position was at the Yeshiva of Harlem. In 1928, he chanted the High Holiday Services in Chicago. By the way, there he declined offers from the Chicago Opera, the same as Rosenblatt had done. He returned to Brooklyn, serving at Adath Yeshurun from 1928 to 31, then to Keilat Israel of the Bronx, and at Chovevei Torah in Brooklyn, where he chanted the High Holiday Services and died at the age of 49 in 1935, at the young age, yes, of 49. He'll be chanting Ribon HaOlamim. This is Cantor Israel Shore.
Cabana to me, me out of all. The new is Guyani, Guyani, and Baboedo, the Vigil, the Israel, the Mamut home, the Israel, the Mamut home, the Israel.
Charmo for him.
unis alamo forim potem.
Israel Shore with Ribon HaOlamim. We're next going to hear a cantor, David Moshe Steinberg. He was, just setting this up, make sure I have the right selection. He was born in Kishinev, Bessarabia, Russia in 1871. He died in New York in 1941. We see a pattern here. Dying in New York, Shore and Steinberg and Hirschman. And we know about, and Jasinowski. We also know that Kvartin died in New York. And our remaining cantor, Sorkis. David Moshe Steinberg. He was the son of an exceptional bar tefillah. Young David Moshe's early sang in his father's choir. There's a pattern here, you see. They're all singing in choirs, which is part of what I think made them so unique as they matured. The father, interested only in having his son learn Talmud, reluctantly allowed the boy to go to Odessa to study with the renowned Solomon Razumny. In 1902, Steinberg took his first big post in Odessa's Arala Synagogue. He moved on to Berdichev, then to Vilna, returning to Odessa as cantor of the Great Synagogue in 1910. He remained in Odessa for 14 years. In 1924, Steinberg emigrated to America, holding positions at the Brisker Synagogue of Newark. Yay! You know I'm from Newark, right? He was at the Montefiore Synagogue of the Bronx and at the Woodrow Avenue Synagogue of Boston. While on a tour in London in 1932, he was persuaded to return to Vilna and remained abroad for 5 years, one of which he spent in Czernowitz, Austria. In 1937, Steinberg returned to New York and officiated at the Hebrew Institute of University Heights until his death in 1941 at the age of 70. Our first selection with cantor David Moshe Steinberg will be Hamavir Bonov.
Oh.
Okay, I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am enjoying it. You know, it's the real stuff we're listening to. Let's hear another selection with David Moshe Steinberg. This will be Yismechu. David Moshe Steinberg. Hope you enjoyed that. Let me just make sure that I'm getting the right the right recording coming up. We're next going to hear from a favorite cantor of mine. I have many favorites, you know, but you know who the Blindechazen is. That's Moshe Lesurkis. He was born. Let me just. I'm just getting this set up properly. Okay. He was born in Uman, Russia, in 1900. He died in 1974. Tragically, the baby, Moishele, lost his sight through illness when he was only 8 weeks old. This was not discovered until he was nearly 1 year old. When at the age of six, the boy showed promise as a singer, his father, Leib Surkis, a well-known synagogue composer and choral conductor, began to keep him at his side during services. Thus, Moishele learned both chazanut and choral song. When he was 10, he became a boy cantor and for 3 years traveled through Russia on concert tours. In December 1913, he was brought to the United States. Here he spent 2 years at the Perkins Institute for the Blind in Boston, where he learned to read and write in Braille. At 17, Moishele accepted the position of cantor in the Rozitsever Synagogue of Philadelphia. And thereafter, he officiated only at high holiday services in Philadelphia and in Chicago and Boston and New York. The Blindechazen. We'll hear three selections. The first one will be V'chulam Mekablim. This is the Blindechazen, cantor Moishele Surkis.
Show us the
Soul music, wouldn't you say? Yeah, I would say that. Moishele Sorkis, let's hear Leman Yerbu. Moishele.
Leman Yerbu Yimechel
Thank you.
Okay, Moshe Sirkis. As I was listening to this, what kept going through my mind was the Kalbach story about the blind cantor, the Blinde Chazan also, and I just marvel, really, that he was so wonderful and just had such a great soul. Now, if you've been listening to my program over the years, you know that Moshe Sirkis, his version of the Kiddush is one of my favorites. Look, I like Kapov Kagan, and I think Richard Tucker also does a wonderful Kiddush, but this is very, very special. I hate saying which is my most favorite, but let's just say this is a favorite. So let's hear Moshe Sirkis with the Kiddush.
Oh,
I just can't get away from it. It's breathtaking. I happened to look up the date of these recordings. I have, by the way, I should really refer to this much more frequently. I don't do much of that, but I was just curious how old he was when he recorded these. Now, remember, he was born in 1900. He died in 1974. How old do you think he was? He recorded all three of them in the same year. Well, he recorded them in 1928 when he was 28 years old. Is that incredible? Oh, well, Moshe Lesorkis. Okay, we're going to go a little over. We'll hear the great Yesila. Haven't heard this for a while. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael.
Amor, we call you, Mirna, Gemarei. male come morì.
Yasala, and this is Charlie. Hope you enjoyed this hour. And if you have any comments or requests, it's cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Thanks for joining with me, and shalom, everyone.